In a world overrun with formula movies and lame Hollywood reboots, two brothers from separate mothers scour the outer edges of entertainment to separate the potential cult classics from the B-movie bombs. They watch the films so you don't have to. They are the Keepers of the Fringe.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a special edition of the Keepers of the Fringe.
Special edition!
Sorry.
I'm Derek, and with me, as always, is the Ebony Maw to my Corvus Glaive. Shit, I can fucking have a little brain fart there. Chris!
I mean, just say that to all the girls.
Hey!
How's it going?
So this week we are not going to do our normal show. This week, for the Keepers movie review of the week,
not doing it.
Come on,
Keepers movie review of the week.
It throws the whole the flow off, though.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, so this special edition is going to be covering Avengers Infinity War.
Infinity War.
That's right. Infinity War finally came out. We finally saw it. What did we think of it? Well, stay tuned because we're about to talk about it. So, with that being said, let me tell you, let me give you a spoiler warning. We are going to spoil the shit out of this movie. So, you have been warned. There's your spoiler warning. So, we're not going to have any other stories or anything this week. This entire episode is going to be about Avengers Infinity War. We do go off on a couple of tangents here and there, but
yeah, we already recorded it.
Don't.
I'm giving away the secrets.
Don't.
I'm like that magician guy with the weird mask that telling us the fucking how we did everything. Because actually, it's a good thing to mention that, because after we've done this intro, the actual beginning of the review and everything is very similar to the intro. So if you hear like almost the same thing, that's why.
All right. Good job, guys.
Anything else you'd like to add?
No.
All right. So, without further ado, here we go with our review of Avengers Infinity War.
All right. Hey. All right. Good job, guys. Let's just not come in tomorrow. Let's just take a day.
Warning. Warning. Warning.
All right. So, this week we are doing a special episode of Keepers of the Fringe. Special episode. Where we're going to be talking about the movie Avengers Infinity War. And so this is your final spoiler warning. We're going to be talking about everything in this movie. And we're going to be spoiling the shit out of it. So if you don't want anything spoiled, pause the podcast, go watch the movie, and then come back and join us. All right, so let's begin, shall we?
All right.
All right, hey.
So.
Hated it.
Yeah, man.
No.
Really fucking sucked. No, actually, I thought it was really good.
I did as well. I'm in a weird limbo about it because it didn't disappoint me, but I'm not over the moon about it. So I don't know. Well, I feel like I watched half of a movie. Because this kind of is a half a movie.
All right, so. Good job, guys.
You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, because part two is coming out next year, even though they're no longer calling it part two, and it doesn't have an official title. And this ended with Thanos completing the Infinity Gauntlet and wiping out half of the universe. So, which I kind of like that about the movie, though, because it was about Thanos collecting the gems.
Yeah.
So instead of him just having it, like, oh, I got all the gems. And here's how that happened. Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing. Oh, I didn't like that. Anyway.
There's one thing that I found weird, not a nitpick, But, I mean, when everybody was fighting him, when he had, like, most of the gems.
Yep.
I mean, he already showed earlier in the movie he could just, like, uncreate them. So he didn't even really have to fight them. You know what I mean? He could have easily just, like, just, you know, because he had the reality gem and everything.
True. But,
I mean, it wouldn't have been that thrilling to watch, but.
And also, I think Thanos, in part, kind of likes the fight. He likes it, the, you know. He likes showing his superiority over everyone. So.
Well, he would take them out when they were coming at him, but he could have easily really taken them out. You know what I mean? Like, everybody was flying at him, like, I think this, when they were in Wakanda.
Right, yeah. And when he was going for the final gem.
Dropping them all before they could even reach him.
Yeah.
But he could have, like, really fucking dropped them if he, you know,
taken them out. Sure, yeah, he could have.
But just, like, why didn't he? It just seemed weird. I mean, obviously, I don't want them to, but.
Because it was more like him swatting flies away. I mean, he couldn't have, like, erased them from existence, but he needs all gems for that.
We did have him at that time, didn't he?
No. When he was taking him out in Wakanda, he was going after the final
gem. But I mean, at that point where everybody was attacking him, he already had all of them.
No, he was going towards it.
No, bitch, not there in that whole army thing. After that, in the woods with Captain America and Vision, and he took it off Vision, and then everybody attacked him, and he already had all of them. That Vision was the last one.
Yeah, but he attacked them before he got Vision's stone. They were attacking him to stop him from getting Vision's stone.
Yeah, I think they were still attacking him after. Because then Thor showed up, and that's where. And then that weird whatever, he, like, broke it or whatever the fuck happened.
I don't know.
Well, stop talking at your ass then.
I'm not. Anyway.
Minor nitpick, nothing. I'm just like, well, you could really just...
I'm going to nitpick you. So... I gotta say, I kind of liked the way they handled Thanos. Thanos. I like Josh Brolin's take on the role. I thought it looked great. He was definitely Thanos.
Yeah, they did a really good job.
Yeah,
he was fleshed it out really nicely too, considering all the what was going on.
Yeah.
He had enough time to, like, develop and to have a character.
Well, I heard, or I read one thing in something that said that it's almost more Thanos' story in a way, which it kind of is. It's, like, more the story of him getting the gems.
Yeah.
And it's almost like... Like, the event... I don't know. It's, like, it's not... It's almost like a Thanos movie with the Avengers in it.
Yeah, because we already know all of them, so...
Right. And I thought they did I thought that was a good take on it.
Yeah, just to balance everything that was going on, and it completely made sense.
Yeah.
There was only one part I saw real quick that looked like a continuity error during... Well... Groot winds up cutting off his arm to make the handle for Thor's hammer.
Axe.
And then... Ooh! Damn, you were a coffee-spilling motherfucker.
I know. Today. It's all right. Go ahead.
And there was one shot in the woods there when he was attacking Thanos, and they showed him real quick, and he didn't have an arm, but he instantly had his arm back after that. I mean, just a little... That's the only thing I really ever noticed. I was like, oh! Considering all the juggling that was going on in that movie... That's very small.
I didn't notice that myself, but it doesn't surprise me. Things like that happen.
Yeah, I mean, there might be other things. But that's the only one thing I quickly noticed. It was really a quick shot, so it's not...
One continuity error that I noticed, which is a really dumb one, but there was one part where they showed... Spider-Man, Peter Parker. And then they They switch to one of the other characters, Doctor Strange. Well, he was talking to one of them, Doctor Strange or Tony, whatever. And they switch back to Peter Parker, and his hair was slightly different. Like in one part, it looked kind of slick back, and then they switch back. And I told you it was stupid.
Yeah, let's get anything. We'll get all the negative, not even really negative, out of the way first.
Sure.
So, since we already started down there, some of the dialogue was a little not chunks of it, just like a line here and there,
right?
Yeah. A little,
there was a couple, cheesy, you know, yeah. Like, we were like, oof.
There was one between Vision and Scarlet Witch where I was like, oh,
yeah.
And there was a couple other things. And this scene when Star-Lord finds out about Gamora being killed was a little, well, it was convenient because they were trying to get the gauntlet off Thanos and
all right, yeah.
What's her noodle there? You know, the
Nebula?
No, the
Mantis.
Mantis, yeah, I forget. She had him like in a trance. Thanos holding him, and they were trying to get the gauntlet off of him. And then he was at. Then Star-Lord came up and said, "What happened? Where's Gamora? What happened? What's going on?" And
oh yeah.
And right. During that, he found out that she got killed, and he attacked Thanos, which broke the spell, which then let Thanos get away. And
right,
it felt a little, you know,
cliche.
A little bit,
yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
But it makes sense, but it just...
Right, yeah.
Not a big deal, though.
No. Not at all.
I don't really have too many issues, really, with it.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah. No, I can't really think of anything major.
One thing we were talking about earlier, I mean, it's not really negative, because that's how the story goes, but I mean... A lot of people die, and it kind of didn't. A lot of it didn't hold any weight because you know it's going to be reversed. So,
right.
Not all of them, I'm sure, but you know, after he gets the gauntlet, like, you know, half of the universe disappears.
But that's kind of the thing. You know, that's the story.
So. Yeah, but watching it, you're like, you know, it doesn't really probably mean anything.
It's interesting, though, to see, because. Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird because you're like, oh shit, all these. But like, so many people died that you're like, it kind of like lost the impact. Well,
they didn't even really die. They just got wiped out of existence.
Yeah. But I mean.
Well, one thing about that I kind of didn't like was this. I guess I kind of had to do it for the movie, but the kind of. Like in the comics, he just like snapped his finger and just the whole. Half the universe was just gone. They didn't like turn into.
It kind of looked like ashes or
leaves.
Yeah, like somewhere between that.
And they kept showing everybody turning to ash and like blowing away, which I get they were doing for the dramatic effect. And because it's a movie, you kind of have to have a visual thing.
Yeah, it might be weird if everybody's just gone all of a sudden.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, everybody's gone. Are they? Are you sure? I don't. But the one thing that did get me on that was when they did it to Peter Parker.
Yeah.
That got me a little choked up there.
He was begging.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave. I don't want to go.
And yeah.
Like, no, man, just go. Just like,
oh, get over with. Because Spider-Man's always been one of my favorites. So.
Yeah.
Speaking of Spider-Man, the fucking Iron Spider suit was so cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That was awesome. Like, when he put it, you know, we've seen the suit and pictures and stuff, and you're like, oh, and everybody kept calling it the Iron Spider suit, even though the actual Iron Spider suit is just red and gold, and this one's more Spider-Man colored, which I kind of like.
Yeah.
But it was cool and all, but then when they finally popped out the spider legs, that was fucking, I was like, oh, there it is. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was cool.
It was.
Yeah, it's. I think everybody got, you know, like, they balanced it very well.
They really did,
like,
yeah.
I feel like everybody had their moment.
Yeah.
And it didn't feel like anybody really got shortchanged.
Yeah.
Except for, oh yeah, Hawkeye is not in this.
Oh yeah, I was going to say one thing that I kind of, they mentioned Hawkeye and why he wasn't around, but he was gone. He was nowhere to be found in this movie.
Didn't they say he was going to be in it? Well, I mean, he's probably going to be the second half, I'm sure, but.
They said they had a story in mind for Hawkeye. So I hope that wasn't what they just. So
he's in a house arrest, right?
Yeah. I hope that wasn't just a story. Oh, yeah, we got a story idea for Hawkeye. Don't worry. He's under house arrest.
That'll be thrilling.
That would be.
They make a side movie with that.
Yeah. Another thing I really liked was they had a good chunk of the movie with. The way they split up the groups was interesting.
Yeah.
So there's one part where it was Stephen Strange, Spider-Man, Tony Stark, and then the Guardians, minus Rocket and Groot, who went off with Thor to help Thor get a new weapon. But it was cool to see the new group dynamics with the, you know, characters that haven't, like
none of them really met before or anything.
Yeah. The whole the dynamic between Tony Stark and Stephen Strange, who both have huge egos, that was fucking awesome. They did that perfectly.
Yeah.
It was so good. And then they threw Star-Lord into that mix, who's also got a big ego, and it was so good. It led to some really good moments.
Yeah. It was really cool. Like, it was just, it was, like, surreal, like, just, like, sit back and be like, holy shit, like, we're watching a movie with, like, all these fucking characters.
I know, right?
And it works.
Yeah.
And it was so amazing. Crazy. I think I'm still, like, in, a weird, like, not shock, but just kind of like, wow, you know, like.
Yeah. It was kind of like, it was like the, how the first Avengers movie was, but, like.
Yeah, like, times 10?
Yeah. Like, the first Avengers, you were like, oh, it's going to be so cool to see Iron Man and Thor and Captain America together. And it was awesome. And the Hulk and shit. And it was really awesome finally seeing them all together. But this.
Oh, another level.
10 years of characters all thrown in together. And all having, like you said, all having their moments.
Yeah, like, they all had enough of a moment that it didn't feel like.
Right.
Anybody was shortchanged, I didn't think.
Yeah. Another thing I really loved about it was I think they handled the humor really well. Like, unlike in Thor, which was a little too much.
Yeah.
Too much with the funny. This one did it really well. It had some good stuff, and it kind of kept the humor compartmentalized. That's a difficult word.
Your mouth, like your head, perfectly you can say it fine in your head, and then you go to say it, you're like,
compartmentalized. What the fuck? I don't even know what that was.
And then once you start, it's too late. You gotta fucking do it.
But so rather than just having jokes throughout the whole movie. You know, they had them where they actually made sense. Like,
yeah, like it felt like it belonged where it was.
Right. Like, they had, like, the Guardians were a little more with the jokies.
Yeah.
And Drax, as always, was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he was good. Star-Lord was funny, too.
Star-Lord was awesome. He had some great.
When he first met up with Thanos, and he was just going off, that shit was hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even remember what he said. I know he said something about the ball sack on your chin.
That was so awesome.
That was great.
And then throughout the rest of the movie, every once in a while, I'd be looking at Thanos and go, ball sack!
Oh, I also liked when a fucking Iron Man called the Black Hand guy. No, it's the Hand or Order. What the hell are they called?
It's the Black Order.
Black Order. Who was? I don't know what the guy's name was.
Ebony Maw.
That's who that was?
Yeah.
When he called him Squidward.
That was awesome. I heard the whole fucking theater laughing at that one. That was good. A good one. I was just going to say something, too. And it was, there was a part when Thor met the Guardians. And they're all like talking about how amazing Thor, you know, how muscular and all this, and Star-Lord's getting all jealous and shit. And
yeah, so, what do you say? Drax said it looked like a pirate and Angel had a baby.
Yes. Oh, and then at one point, Star-Lord starts trying to talk like Thor with like his accent and shit in a deeper voice. And they're all, Drax is like, "You changed your voice." He's like, "No, I didn't.
I talk like this all the time."
That was awesome.
Yeah.
But that's where you want it, those things to be, because that's how the Guardians are.
Yeah, and it was still early enough into the story that it didn't feel out of place there, too.
Right, because yeah.
They were still just freewheeling through the galaxy.
And right.
Just doing their thing. And they were just finding out what was going on.
Yeah.
So they weren't like, it wasn't like out of place.
Yeah. And it wasn't like, oh, here comes the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
You know, it made sense. It all fit well. Speaking of Ebony Maw, I thought they did a really good job including Thanos' Black Order. And they did a good job with the Black Order. I was very happy with that.
Is that how Ebony Maw looks in the comic? Because to me,
pretty much.
It feels like a wicked comic book-y face.
Yeah.
That I remember.
Yeah, it's pretty. It was pretty.
I liked it. It was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was kind of actually sad to see him go.
Yeah, kind of.
He was interesting. I liked him.
He was very interesting. They did a really good job with him. And I'm very happy they included them.
No death, but hey, what are you going
to do? Well, you know, they are just henchmen.
But I think it worked. I think it worked without it, the way they explained.
Yeah, I think so too.
Where he's
yeah.
coming from and stuff.
Yeah. Because really, they're not. They're Thanos' like generals and shit, so.
Well, I mean, with the death thing taken out of it, I feel like it's.
Oh.
The way they explained what was right. going on, it made sense.
Yeah.
And it yes. was okay.
Yes, I agree with you.
I feel like that would have just confused things if they threw that in there.
I agree, yeah.
Even though it's weird not to have it, but
I think
it works, though.
No, I think you're totally right. It's weird from a comic book perspective not to have it.
Because yeah.
that's how we all, you know, those of us who know the comic story know that Thanos was trying to win over death. The actual, not like actual death.
The yeah, character. The metal band.
Yeah.
I have all your album. Oh, you killed half the universe. I like it. Let's write a song about it. Well, a song about it? Like, here you go.
But, so that's the thing. He's like in love with death and all this, which is a little weird.
Really, very goth.
If you think about it. But it worked in the comics.
Very emo.
Yeah. Teen. But definitely, I can see that not working in the movie.
Yeah.
Or just being like a step too far. Too much. Like, okay, like, you know.
So that's why I was like, they should have written Hela back and had.
That would have been cool, yeah.
And have her somewhere in there as death.
That would have been interesting.
Interest, yeah. Because she was a good character.
Yeah, she was.
I mean, what little character she had, but she was interesting to watch. I would like to see more of her.
Yeah, I bet you would.
Yes. All right, I got weird with that's a good look for her, that's all I'm saying.
All right, hey.
And with Thanos and the Black Order and everything, I gotta say, for the most part, the CGI was really good.
Yeah, I think so too.
There was a couple quick, every once in a while there'd be a little like nanosecond of but for the most part it looked really fucking good.
And there's some bananas shit in this movie that
yeah there is,
like when I'm watching I'm like, wow, like what,
I know,
this
right,
this is real. This is really happening.
I know, it's fucking crazy.
And yeah, it was fucking awesome. I'm just like, I can't believe this is going on.
I know,
like it was cool that part where Thanos and Doctor Strange were fighting.
Yes.
Like, that was fucking cool.
Yes, that was fucking cool. That was just
weird. I was like, wow, this is fucking neat. That, and then he brings down, like, a fucking planet on him, like, while he was shooting, like, like, that's fucking amazing.
I know, that was fucking awesome. You know, what's funny, too, is being a fan of Doctor Strange that I am, read the comics and all that, like, some of the shit he was doing, like, I knew that from the comic, the spell and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there was, I don't remember offhand, but some of it I'm like, oh, I know that spell, and oh, I know that spell. So even that was kind of cool in a way.
I'm glad they didn't really bring up the sling ring thing.
The sling ring?
Remember in the movie? I don't like that.
Yeah.
Did they need their rings to do the thing? I don't like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah, there were so many cool things. Just like, it was 2.5 hours, but to me, other than my ass killing me, I could have sat there for a whole other movie.
Easily. Oh, I know. I could have too. And it was just so, like there's nothing that I can think of that I felt was missing.
Yeah.
You know, like, sometimes you're like, some of these movies, you're like, well, it was cool, but they didn't have this, or, you know, yeah, I would like to have seen this.
That's why I feel weird, because I'm not let down on any level, but I'm not, like, totally blown away. I'm, like, in a weird limbo-y. Like, it was cool, and I really liked it, and wouldn't change, I can't think of anything that really to change.
Well, maybe you're feeling a little bit of what my wife was feeling, where she didn't realize it was going to be a two-parter movie. I don't know how she
catch that. Well, I mean, I knew that,
you know. But, so she was a little disappointed that there wasn't, like, a definitive end.
I don't mind that.
I don't either, usually.
Yeah, I think one movie is way too much to wrap it up. I'm glad it is.
Oh, yeah,
movie.
Yeah, it would not, yeah. Because they would have just thrown in, like, the happy,
yeah,
the quick, easy Hollywood ending.
Yeah.
And that would have sucked.
Oh, we beat them. Everybody's back to normal. Yay. Now they're going to do that in 2 movies. We beat them. Everything's back to normal. Yay.
I'm so interested to see what the next movie's going to be.
Yeah. Like, I'm not, it could go a lot of different ways.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
The ultimate ending will, you know, kind of. Yeah. You know how it's going to probably go, but in that, though, it could go different ways, too.
Oh, yeah.
And even though, like, a lot of people died, I'm sure most of them will come back, but some of them definitely aren't going to.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting to see.
Well, there's some that died. Like, there's,
yeah, some that died, and then there was some that just uncreated.
died. Like, yeah, like, there's the people that got wiped out when Thanos finally got all the stones together. And so that's kind of like, doesn't count really.
Yeah.
Cause they can easily be brought back.
Yeah.
But there's some people that through before all of that got killed.
Yeah.
Some a little disappointing, but
yeah. I mean, it starts off, it was already like, oh shit, people are dying. Before the credits started, the fucking title screen.
And they said that whoever dies in this movie is dead. They're not coming back. Which, again, doesn't include, of course, the end where Thanos wipes half the universe out.
Yeah.
But the people that actually died, shall we run through the list? You got Loki. Thanos killed him, which is sad because Tom Hiddleston as Loki is like a perfect character.
You know what? Just the other day, like, I pretty much avoided any spoilers on this. Mm. I know nothing about it going in, really. And I saw one article that said Tom Hiddleston talks about his life as Loki. And I'm like, it just, the way it was titled just gave me a vibe of like,
uh-oh.
He died, didn't he?
Yeah.
But I did think that possibly happened earlier. I remember mentioning that on one of the shows. But that the way I was like, oh, fuck. I didn't know for sure. I didn't click on it, but just the way that it was worded, I'm like, he's talking about it as an after the fact kind of thing. Oh.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, it's sad, but I mean, you know.
Yeah, but we've seen him die like 3 times already.
This is true. And then, of course, we lose Heimdall. That was a little sad. Even though, like, Heimdall's never been, like, a major player, but he's been kind of important in the Thor films.
Yeah. And it was nice to see Thor give a shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he was, you know, upset. Yeah. So, like, the Warriors 3, he didn't actually see that.
But. Yeah, he didn't see it, yeah. I still agree with you on that one. That one was kind of, I'm not real thrilled about the way they handled that. The yeah. Warriors 3 dying and Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, it's kind of shitty.
Yeah. But, so it was interesting because Avengers Infinity War basically starts off not long after Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, it's pretty much
the end. It's the after credit scene, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, where they run into Thanos' ship.
I think so.
And then, like, you don't see the basic attack, but you see the aftermath.
Yeah, like they were on the ship to where Thor was, where they were all leaving.
Yeah, and you get to see what a badass
so I guess
Thanos is.
That means Korg and all those people are dead.
Oh, yeah.
I guess, because...
Yeah. Well, the whole ship got destroyed, so...
Yeah, the only person that survived was Thor.
Thor, basically.
Well, and Hulk was shot away
by him. Yeah, Heimdall shot the Hulk back to...
Earth.
Oh, that was one thing I was a little iffy on. So, the only actual Hulk in the movie was during that fight scene on the ship. And then...
Yeah.
Heimdall sends him back to Earth as his last action before he dies. And then he basically spends the entire rest of the movie as Bruce Banner, which I guess is kind of cool for Mark Ruffalo. But.
Well, what I took it as, it seemed like because he got his ass handed to him by Thanos.
Right.
And I think whore.
He has made a new character.
I think Hulk is afraid.
I agree. That's what I thought, too.
But that's what it feels like.
They didn't really...
They're probably saving that for the next one.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Because they didn't really get into it. They just kind of...
Yeah, he kept trying to turn into the Hulk, and the Hulk was like, no! So I think he was actually afraid.
But, yeah, because that's the exact impression I got, too.
Yeah, I think that's what we were supposed to think.
Like, because the Hulk's never really had his ass kicked that badly before, so... He's probably afraid of Thanos, but one interesting note about that is in the trailers, there's that scene of them all running through like the forest of Wakanda, and like the Hulk is there. So it makes you wonder.
Yeah. Well, they just. Basically, palette swapped him because he was there, but just in the Hulkbuster armor.
Yeah, which that was kind of fun.
Yeah, it was interesting. Because, hey, well, I could be like the Hulk and still be me at the same time.
That was cool. Yeah, so they didn't really...
Oh, another nitpick, sort of.
Okay, go for it.
At the Wakanda thing with all the whatever the fuck those things were... Attacking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That, I'm a little sick of that. The whole big army of...
Horde of alien things.
Faceless, you know, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And with the shield, it kind of was giving me episode one vibes. And
oh, yeah.
The battle droids. And
yeah.
It just happens so much in movies.
Yeah.
But there was so much other stuff going on that it didn't really ruin it. But it's like a typical third act kind of thing. To happen.
Yeah. The other thing is, I wasn't sure what they were.
Yeah.
Like, it would have been kind of cool if they were something
like a known,
easily recognizable from the Marvel Universe.
Like the Brood or something.
Yeah. Something like that.
That's the kind of vibe they were. I mean, sort of, but I mean,
sort of. Yeah,
I don't think they have the rights to that.
Yeah, they might. I think that might be X-Men.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with you on that one. Yeah, especially when you mention a fucking Gungan shields and shit.
Here's the thing, Oisa.
Yeah, like it was just, you know,
Oisa gonna help you fight Thanos.
He's a bomb bag.
He smells thicker with.
But I can totally, I totally agree with you. I mean, it was.
It's hard. I don't know what you could do to replace that in these kind of movies.
But yeah.
It's a little overdone, though.
It is, yeah. I agree.
But at least it wasn't really the focal point exactly
yeah,
of it.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it wasn't like in the first Avengers with the Chitauri.
Yeah. Or the second one with all the Ultron
yeah.
drones.
Yeah.
And then the one with the... Oh, it happens a lot.
It does. Or in Thor with the elves, the dark elves and... Yeah. However, one thing I did like about that is they sent out like these crazy fucking machines that were like tearing everything up. That was kind of fun.
Which kind of reminded me of General Grievous's wheel machine thing that you're driving around.
You're killing me, man. You're killing me.
No, they were cool, though.
Good job, guys.
And that's what kind of thing cool about Thanos, too, is that I mean, they felt like a threat. Everything felt like...
Yes.
Like, Thanos, every time anybody showed up on screen with him, I'm like, oh, shit, somebody's going to die. Like, nobody. I always felt like someone's
going to get fucked up.
Somebody's not going to walk away from this, which you don't really usually feel that, really.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit. Like, I felt anytime anybody stood up to him, I'm like, oh, you're going to die.
Yeah. And also, on the other end with Thanos, I felt like they did a good job... fleshing him out.
Yeah.
Like who he is and what he, you know, what he's doing.
Yeah, you had a couple of moments where he gets to explain his point of view and everything. Yeah. And it made sense and it worked, you know. As a,
yeah, and I got to say,
he's not completely wrong.
Yeah. But anyway.
I mean, like, yeah, like his logic is pretty sound for the most part. I mean,
yeah.
But it's hard because, I mean, like heroes, it's, you know, they can't just sit back and let that happen. But
right, but you could see that he's not. I mean, he's like a crazy evil. Well, not even like he's a bad guy, but you can see where his motivations are coming from.
Well, it's like he's just thinking on a grander scale than
right.
everybody else is.
Right.
Like, he's probably doing what's going to be better for the whole universe.
Or at least he thinks it will, yeah.
Yeah. You know, and everybody else is thinking on a personal level.
Right.
Like you would. Anybody would.
Sure. Exactly.
He's thinking on a godlike level of...
Right.
I'm wiping out these people to save the rest of the people and the universe as a whole.
Which is always kind of why I like Thanos as a character, like in the comics and shit. He's like this big, huge, you know, super powerful villain and stuff, but he's got... There's reasoning behind the madness.
Yeah.
And it was also cool to see it was interesting to see more of how his relationship with Gamora.
Yeah, that was cool to see like a little backstory on that.
Yeah. So, and you kind of get to see from her side and from his side.
And it was nice to see that he really did care about her.
Yeah, he really did see her as a daughter.
Yeah.
Which, it was very interesting. So I like that they included that and everything.
Yeah, like that was, well, that was a cool sign too. Like when we did the Soul Gem, Gamora knew where it was, so they went there.
Yeah.
And they ran into the Red Skull.
That was interesting and unexpected.
I know, I totally didn't see that coming.
I didn't see that coming.
I saw the guy in the robe, I'm like, who the hell is that?
Yeah, me too. And I'm like, that's going to be somebody, I know it is. It's going to be somebody.
And if you said Red Skull, I would, I mean, beforehand, I would never have thought of that.
Nope.
I was like, oh shit, Red Skull's still alive. Awesome.
Yeah, it was too. It was really cool.
But since he's been on this planet, I guess he's been like not the custodian of the Soul Gem, but he knows how it works. And,
right, yeah.
And for Thanos to get it, he had to sacrifice something he really loved, a soul for a soul.
Yeah. And that scene was good, but also a little
hammy.
A little.
The Gamora side of it.
Yeah. Yeah, the Gamora side was a little. And cause you, and you were like, you know what's, you know, obviously he's going to throw her over. Yeah. He's going to, you know, he has to sacrifice something he loves. Obviously it's going to be Gamora.
Yeah.
You know it. But it was.
But then she came out like, you don't love anything. You'll never see you lose. And you're just like.
Like a spoiled little brat.
And you're like, you know, it just felt a little.
Yeah, from her end, yeah.
Yeah, but it was still a good scene, though.
Yeah, but on Thanos' end, it was kind of cool because it actually, he was actually, you know, crying.
Yeah,
he was actually had tears and he was upset about it.
Yeah, he's the fake character sold it better than the real person. Than the real person.
Yeah, really.
I don't know what the hell that says, but.
Yeah. That was funny, yeah.
But yeah, like that was another. I was like a little cringy, like
yeah,
because the way she was going off, you're like,
I know, and you're like, all right, we know what's gonna happen, so just do it.
Yeah,
but it was cool.
It was cool. That was a good scene.
Yeah, that was good.
I don't know what's going on with Red Skull. Like, hopefully he comes back too. But
yeah, hopefully in some way,
somehow.
Kind of interesting. He's become like almost a cosmic character. That's really interesting. It was cool though. I like that they did that.
Yeah. Oh shit. Well, like trying to tie up all the loose ends.
I know.
Oh shit! What the hell do we do with him? Oh, fuck.
It's interesting that one thing that it didn't bother me, but it was a weird thing is they started the movie with Thanos already having the power gem. I think it was the power gem.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Which he got from the Nova Corps on Xandar. Is it Xandar? Yeah. Which they didn't actually show that happen. They just started the movie, and he had that. And they mentioned at one point that somebody said he attacked the planet and got the stone from them. So they never actually showed it, but it's...
Yeah.
It's pretty much a given that he wiped out the Nova Corps, which is interesting because in the comics, the Nova Corps has been wiped out. So that's kind of an interesting little thing,
yeah.
Continuity thing.
But it seems like they should have like at least a little something on
a
that.
A little something, yeah.
Instead of like just a mention later in the movie.
I know. Because at first they were like, he had the gem, and I'm like, and I'm sitting there going, wait a minute. Because, you know, with 10 years of movies and shit, there's a lot of shit that's happened and gone, you know, and the stones have been handed off a few times. And
yeah, I definitely lost track a little
yeah. bit. So I'm like, wait a minute, where did he get the gem from? He didn't have one already, did he? You know, and then they mentioned that he attacked the planet that... They got the gem from Star-Lord in the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would like to have at least seen something, but at least they mentioned
it. Yeah, Star-Lord gave them one. The Asgardians gave the Collector one.
Right.
The Eye of Agamotto was one.
Yeah. Vision.
Vision.
Had
the cosmic cube,
the
tesseract,
the cosmic cube, yeah,
yeah, right. Well, basically the same.
The tesseract is the one that went to Asgard because Loki had it.
Yeah, he took it in Thor Ragnarok.
But that was originally the one the Red Skull had in the first Captain America.
Yeah, and then.
And the one Vision had...
Oh, the Soul Gem, that's right.
The Soul Gem, yeah. And the one Vision had is the Mind Gem. that was originally in Loki's staff in the first Avengers movie. So you kind of need like one of those like boards. A
schematic
you see.
There,
huh?
Schematic.
Yeah. one of those red yarn boards that you see.
Oh,
like,
yeah. It's all tied together.
Like, comedy, like
with yeah, like, I remember it, but some of it's a little...
Right, like, yeah.
Plus, I wasn't sure which gem was what. They didn't really say what any of them were.
Yeah, they never actually said.
Yeah, so you're like...
Until this movie, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there was a little of that, a little confusion.
But just think of that, man. The insanity of, like, almost 20 movies... That all fit together.
I know.
And it worked without any really blaring
right.
differences or continuity errors that I can think of. There might right. be. It's still fresh. I don't know. There could be some. I'm sure there must be something. But
and it led up to a huge payoff.
Yeah, like that's insane. That's definitely going to go down in history of like.
Oh, hell yeah.
One of the most like, wow, how the fuck did they do that?
It really is. It's amazing when you think about it.
That's insane.
Yeah. I mean, there's been a few missteps here and there.
Yeah.
You know, like the whole thing with the TV shows, they're connected, but not really.
Yeah, I think they were originally thinking they're going to do something with it. They're
yeah.
Like, eh, well,
which.
Waste our time there.
I guess, I mean, on the one hand, you can understand because it'd be logistically, it'd be kind of a nightmare, or could be. But on the other hand, it's like, if it feels like you said it was going to be connected, so, you know.
Connected already.
Connected.
See, it would be really cool to have, like, Spider-Man and Daredevil and Punisher.
Yes.
In a movie together.
Yes.
Have like Kingpin in there too.
That would oh, be. Yes. That would be. That would be awesome.
That would be fucking amazing.
Oh, hell yeah.
And see, with Spider-Man, you could do like a smaller scale thing.
Right.
Like
that, yep.
And it would totally work.
Yep.
So that would be cool.
You could have like Doctor Strange and fucking Iron Fist.
Fucking
Iron Fist. Yeah. Like, you know. Helping each other.
Yeah, the Heroes for Hire thing. And
yeah, and because they're both kind of mystical in different ways. And then, you know, of course, bring in Luke Cage.
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah, it would be nice to see a little crossover there.
Yeah.
But I think, well, the show started off really strong, and then they kind of...
Yeah.
I haven't even watched Jessica Jones season 2 yet.
I haven't either. I still haven't watched Punisher.
Oh.
I know, I gotta...
It's weird, like, I want to, but I don't want to. Because Jessica Jones, I heard it was good, but I heard it was okay. You know,
yeah, yeah.
Not amazing.
Yeah.
Which, as I said earlier, I'm, like, kind of done with shit like that.
Yeah.
I want it to be really fucking good.
I know, that's like, they're coming out with another season of Iron Fist at some point, and I'm like, it was a chore to get through the first one. I don't know if I wanna. I'm not. I'm gonna have to wait and see if people say it's good. I might. If people say, "Oh, it's good," then I might give it a shot. Maybe.
I think of a lot of it. I just had it running and wasn't completely
yeah,
paying attention.
I know.
Just to get it.
Yeah, I did that too.
Check that box.
In fact, I remember I was watching. Iron Fist, trying to get through Iron Fist, and it was just taking me forever because I'm just like, ugh. And then Defenders came out, and I was like, oh, I got like 2 more episodes of Iron Fist to watch. I'm like, but I want to watch. So I said, fuck it. And I watched Defenders, and then I went back and finished Iron Fist.
Yeah, I had to do it first. I was like, I got to finish it first.
I know. And it was a little weird because, you know, obviously Defenders takes place after Iron Fist, so it kind of ties into that. So it wasn't like, what the hell's going on? But it was like, with Iron Fist's part of the story. But it was like, oh, okay, so I didn't know that happened.
Yeah, see, they're like half and half with me now. Because the first 2 Daredevils and Jessica Jones, the first season, I really loved.
Right.
And then Luke Cage is where my... confidence started to wane a little bit. Yeah. And then Iron Fist, that was a lot of fucking balls. And then the Defenders, I was like, I didn't really like that too much.
I like the Defenders, but I don't think I would have liked it as much if it was more than like 8 episodes. They kept it short, so.
Punisher was good, though.
Yeah, I do want to see Punisher.
Renewed my faith a little bit there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should definitely check that out. It was good.
I will at some point, whenever the fuck I get to it.
But Avengers!
No. Sorry.
But Avengers. Osambo! In me calling.
Oh, I was so wrong.
But Avengers!
It's a new porn parody. But Avengers! You can use that. It's not, you know, we don't want to claim anything to
royalties,
that.
Royalties, bitch! Still trying to get paid.
But Avengers, ensemble! I don't even want to start coming up with individual heroes for that one.
No.
Anyway, so Avengers. Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, they did a really good job.
I don't know. I'm like in a weird limbo. I mean, I don't know if I still have to digest it all. And
maybe.
But I really, really would like to see it again. Like,
yeah.
I liked it. But I'm not like, holy shit, that's the coolest thing my eyeballs have ever seen. But it's still really cool, though. But I'm not like, holy shit. You know, like, that was amazing.
Yeah.
I'm not like wicked excited, like, wow.
Yeah.
But it was really good, and I think that they delivered.
Definitely.
On something that I would pretty much feel is...
Nailed it!
Yeah, like, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Because that's such a... There was so much potential for whiffing on that because of the expectations on that.
Well, I figured they would have to try really hard to fuck it up.
Yeah, but it looks like that, like a decade of expectation.
I know.
Even... The best job is still going to be disappointing to somebody.
Mm. Yeah, true.
But I thought they did it really good.
All right, good job, guys.
I was impressed.
I was too.
And it's just a fun watch. Like, yeah. I wasn't bored at any moment.
No.
There's something constantly happening.
Yeah. And they handled switching back and forth between the different characters really well and their storylines.
Yeah, I never felt lost
or
confused at what was happening.
Nope.
Like,
I loved the groupings that they did. It was so awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was...
I think maybe if anybody got shortchanged a little bit, maybe Wakanda a little bit. I mean, on a personal level.
It...
Like the Black Panther and...
Yeah.
They didn't really get too much... to say there.
Yeah, it did seem kind of like from the trailers it was going to be a little bit more of Wakanda.
Yeah.
And it wasn't... I mean, there was a big chunk that took place in Wakanda there, but not... It wasn't as much as I thought it was going to
be. Yeah, I thought it was going to be more of a pivotal role in the story, but it was just that... The Vision and those guys went there, so that's why they came there to get Vision. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I thought there was some reason they were going there.
Yeah, actually, that was good. There was an actual reason.
No, I thought there was going to be like an actual reason.
Well, there was a reason for Vision to go there.
Yeah, but I mean, I thought like, well, I remember we were talking about
Yeah, like people thought there was a stone in Wakanda.
Yeah, because of the asteroid or whatever that
crashed. Yeah, the vibranium. Right, so we all thought there was...
Well, I thought that was possible, you know, like that would have been a cool angle.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, too. He has to get all of the stones, so you have to do it in a way that he can get them, but not totally ruin everything at the same time. You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
Like with Vision, Vision got killed because they took his gem.
Right.
But they were working on technology to separate the gem from him
right.
to have him alive
so yeah.
without it. So, this probably going to be, that's probably going to happen. I'm thinking.
Because yeah,
they were that's discussing it
possibility,
and yeah. actively working on it right before he died. So
yeah, because yeah, and so everybody.
And he's a freaking robot. So
robot.
He's an android. The speculation before the movie came out was that the soul stone, which had not been seen previously, would possibly be in Wakanda. And would have been in the asteroid that crashed in Wakanda and gave them the vibranium.
Yeah.
But that is not the case.
Yeah. Which would have been a cool angle, too, if they went that way.
Like I think so, yeah.
Source behind all their technology and stuff.
Mm.
It would have made sense, like, tied it all nicely there together.
Yeah.
But see, if he took that, then they would destroy Wakanda, really, so...
Yeah, basically.
Like, that movie made a lot of fucking money. We're not destroying that shit.
So everybody in Wakanda died.
Actually, well, it was weird because I was like, when you guys were on Weeby Geeks talking about the upcoming slate for Disney movies, there was only like Ant-Man and I think that was it, really, on the Marvel side, except for Avengers 2 or whatever the fuck it's going to be called. There wasn't really much coming out there. And I was like, wow, that's weird.
Yeah, there's Ant-Man and the Wasp coming out this summer. And then nothing until next May when the second...
Yeah, which I felt like that was weird. I'm like, what? Why? Yeah, maybe they're like slowing it down. And then I watched the movie. I'm like, oh, everybody's dead.
Everybody's gone.
Everybody's gone.
And I heard today, I saw a thing that said possibly... Ant-Man and the Wasp takes place before Infinity War, which is a little weird for some, you know, like,
yeah,
some people will go into it thinking, oh, this is right after Infinity War because it's right after Infinity War, but it's not. It's after Civil War.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I saw Infinity in the trailer, he's like, you know, in their house arrest and everything.
Right, yeah.
So... Yeah, like, I think if they did it after the events of this movie, it would be way too heavy of a situation to have a lighthearted comedic romp.
Right, yeah. You know? Oh, yeah.
Like, half of the population's gone. You know, like,
yeah, half the world's gone. Like, oh, hey.
Because that would mean let's probably make some jokes. One of them. Bing. Yeah. That would be weird, I think.
I don't know why, but for some reason... When I see the Ant-Man and the Wasp commercials, I really like Michael Douglas in them. Like, I like Michael Douglas and everything, but for some reason, like, I don't know, I really like him in this role. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I think he does a good job, but I mean, I don't know if I feel like overly like, whoa, he was fucking amazing.
No, it's not like that. I mean, like, when I watch the trailer, I'm like, I really like him.
I like him.
Like, when he's, you know, when he does, they do the part about...
he can romance my stones. And is that what you're saying? Well, that was him, right? Romancing the stone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah? Yeah? I think so.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, like the part where he's talking about where Paul Rudd's like... Oh, you give her wings? And he's like, yeah, and blasters.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, oh, you didn't have that technology for me? And he's like, no, I did. For some reason, when I see that, I'm like, oh, I really like him. I don't know. It's weird. I can't explain it. Anyway. That's a weird tangent there.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a good one, too.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one.
Should be. And it says, you know, it's supposed to be the search for Janet. And dying there.
Yes, yeah.
Which, not really that surprising after you heard Michelle Pfeiffer was cast as her.
So right.
Like, well, I guess she's going to...
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, well, that's the last thing I heard. I hope that's still true.
No, yeah, that's the last thing I heard, too. And, of course, there was no Ant-Man or Wasp in Avengers Infinity War.
Nope, no Ant-Man and no Hawkeye.
Yep, No Ant-Man, no Hawkeye.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think everybody else was in there. No Quicksilver.
I was hoping there'd be a little Fox cameo there. Maybe in the next one.
Fox?
You know, the Fox, you know, whoever they own.
Oh, right.
Maybe a little bleep.
Yeah, there's a bunch of theories about it. Well, the thing is, the deal is not completely done yet. It still needs to go through, like, FCC approval or some shit like that. Which, let's hope they don't fuck it up. And so, they can't do anything like that yet.
Yeah.
But, who knows, when the deal goes through, depending on when it happens, we'll see what happens. I'm so interested to see what comes of all that.
I know, everybody back under the same banner. That'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah, well, I wonder how they'll bring them in.
Yeah, well, I mean, it looks like the Fantastic Four, something's going on with that. They're bringing back the comic. And
Yep, the comic is coming
back. I remember that back in the day, I said they were getting rid of the comics because of the fucking... because they don't own it. And you were like, no, they're not. You were like, they wouldn't do that. I'm like, they're doing that.
Yeah. And they did.
They were the fucking X-Men. But I guess they... to a lesser degree, but they still...
they never really killed the X-Men like they did the Fantastic Four, which is odd.
But they think they, like, dropped, like, a bunch of their books, right, or something?
Yeah.
They, like, narrowed it down.
Yeah.
Which is really sad. They're like, don't do that.
I know.
Even in, like, the Marvel versus Capcom game, you're like, they don't have any X-Men in it. I'm like, what?
That's, I know, it's
wrong.
Stupid shit, yeah.
Same with the Lego superheroes, too. Lego Marvel superheroes.
Oh, really?
There's no X-Men in it.
At all?
None.
No shit.
And they go under, like, there's a part that's under the water. They have a Tuma and stuff, I believe. Mm-hmm. They don't have Submariner.
Wow, no shit.
I'm like, what? You got a Tuma and, like, there's other people like that, and there's no fucking Submariner? This is weird.
That is weird.
No Deadpool this time, and I'm like, they have Gwenpool, and I'm like, how can you have the parody of the character and not the character?
I know, right?
It's wrong!
That's weird. I never been a real big fan of Gwenpool.
Yeah. Well, after the game, I wasn't really either.
Yeah.
Because she's kind of the... she's in a lot. Well,
oh, really?
A lot of talking parts.
Yeah, she's kind of annoying. Not a fan.
It makes me sad. I'm like, don't be splitting that shit up, because the first game, they had everybody in it. Mm. And it was fucking amazing.
Yeah. I know. But Avengers.
Avengers!
I don't know, is it... do you have much else to say about it?
Not really. We did a little spoily, but not... we didn't really go too in-depth there. But, I mean, the outline of the story is pretty much... there's all nothing right. too shocking there.
It's- so, here's a minute-by-minute rundown of exactly what...
yeah, I mean, he's getting the stones, and they're trying to stop him. That's it, really.
That's basically, yeah.
It's, you know...
but I mean, but there's so much in there that they did right.
Yeah, I mean, the way it all goes down is cool. And,
yeah.
But, I mean, if you're breaking it down on what's going on, I mean,
that's the basic gist of it.
Yeah.
That's the summary.
Yeah.
He's trying to get the stones, they're trying to stop him.
He gets the stones. They didn't stop him.
Viola.
Viola.
So,
speaking of English, what the fuck is that Viola?
It's voila.
I know, but... and Wednesday, okay?
What?
Wednesday.
What about it?
How you spell that shit?
Wednesday.
Well, where the fuck did they pull that out of? Fucking English. Okay, sorry. That was a rant from last show. just carried over what he said.
Well, the fucking
Viola.
Our birth month. What is our birth month?
Yeah.
February.
February.
How do you spell it?
Well, February. That's kind of right.
No. You say February. It's February.
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 That's right.
No.
February.
What?
February.
Yeah, February.
That's how you say it.
No, you say February.
No, you're supposed to say the rue.
No, nobody says the rue.
That's how you say it.
That's how you say it.
That's how it is, you goofy bitch.
It's not.
No, it's not.
Anyway.
Now you're making me question that. That's how it is.
Good. You should.
Wednesday. We should have stuck on that one. We agreed on that one.
Well, that's like here in our home state of Massachusetts, there's a lot of towns that have really weird names that we pronounce different than how they're spelled.
Yeah.
Like there's a town that's spelled Worcester or ER?
ER.
And it we say Worcester.
Worcester. One of my sister's ex-husband used to call Leominster Leominster.
Yeah, Leominster.
Leominster.
Before it's like it's not Leominster, it's Leominster.
But he comes from Arkansas, so I'm like Arkansas, bitch. That's how you should be saying that shit. Arkansas.
That's awesome.
That's how you spell it. Where the fucking. You don't say Kansas, Kansas.
Kansas and Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Kansas and Arkansas. That's fucking. That's awesome. I'm going to call it that from now on.
Arkansas. America. I don't know.
Anyway, Avengers.
Avengers.
So, basically, very satisfied with the movie. I'm very happy with it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I am. I do. But I'm not like... wicked over the moon, but I really liked it and I want to see it again. And
there was one part that was really funny. What the hell was it? It was when the Guardians first ran into Tony, Doctor Strange, and Spider-Man. I almost called him Tony Hawk. And they were like trying to, and you know, they each.
Oh, wait, I need to put a little pause on that for a second.
What?
You said Tony Hawk. I just bought like all of the old Tony Hawk games.
Oh, really?
I was like, I just had a Wicked Jones in to play them, and I was like, they're wicked cheap. So I'm like, I just bought like all of them.
Nice.
Okay, go ahead. Proceed.
So they all, the Guardians thought that Tony Hawk, Spider-Man, and Doctor Strange were, of course, Thanos's henchmen. So they were like, they attacked them, and then they were like, at one point they were like, they were like, Star-Lord was like, where's Gamora? And then Tony Stark was like, I can do you better. Who's Gamora? And then Drax was like, I can do better than that. Why is Gamora? And I don't know why. I don't even why that fucking, I just thought of that, but that made me laugh. Drax was awesome in this movie.
Yeah, it's some good lines.
He was wicked. Like, Guardians of the Galaxy 2 was...
I felt it was too self-aware, man.
Yeah. A little
like
bit.
Like it was trying to be
the
first movie.
Yeah.
Just a lot of it came off weird.
Yeah, especially some of Drax's parts. It was like a little...
Yeah, like it was an imitation of itself.
Yeah.
Which was just weird. But then I think that happens a lot,
though. Yeah. But in this movie, he was kind of back a little more like the first movie.
Yeah, it wasn't 100%.
Right, yeah.
All of the dialogue with them. But I feel like it was more in the right direction.
Right, yeah.
Than the weird direction. It's still in the middle, I think, but...
Yeah, and that...
Overall, it was good.
That also reminds me that everybody felt right.
Yeah, being under one... Well, a couple of directors.
Yeah, under... Yeah.
All the different things.
Right, but everybody felt like they should.
Yeah.
Like the Guardians felt like they should, and Thor felt like he should, and...
Yeah.
So that was good.
Yeah, it's an amazing feat.
It really is.
Just the overall thing. I mean,
yeah, when you take it all together, it's kind of mind blowing.
Yeah, I mean, it's been like a lifetime coming, you know.
Yeah,
like this is what we've always wanted.
I know.
It's amazing that it's there.
Yeah,
and it's pretty damn good.
Yeah, exactly. That's even
more amazing.
Yeah, I mean, remember the old days. When all you got was fucking a cheesy Captain America on a motorcycle with a bike helmet.
See-through, like, fucking shield thing. And it, like, wobbles when he threw it. It was like...
Or the old days back when you had Lou Ferrigno as the Hulk, which at the time we thought was great, but now...
Yeah.
Wow.
You sit there for an hour for 5 minutes, which was in slow motion, so... In reality, it was probably more like 2 minutes
I know, right?
Of Hulk.
Oh, one thing that I was kind of iffy on was the Stan Lee cameo in this one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always good to see Stan, but this was not my favorite cameo of his.
Yeah, it just kind of happened, and you're like, oh,
yeah, Stan. Like, yeah, Stan. And it was really early in the movie, too.
Yeah.
So he was basically the bus driver on Spider-Man's bus. And he said something like, well, you never seen an alien spaceship before or something like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, not my favorite.
Yeah, it's always nice seeing him, though.
Like, always. Yeah, it's always, you're always happy when he makes a cameo in the movies because someday he won't. But anyway.
I heard all that shit, people taking advantage of him. And
yeah, it's all fucked up.
That makes me so sad.
And then
it's like his family, too, some of them, right?
I know. Yeah, it's like his daughter and shit. Yeah, and then
see, money does fucked up shit to people, man.
And then there's other people that are trying to accuse him of, like, sexual misconduct and stuff. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
The guy's an old man.
I know. He's an old man. Well.
Man.
Well, I mean, they just fucking nailed Bill Cosby there.
I know, but...
It's weird, like, I'm definitely not on his side, but I mean, like, I don't know what the right thing is,
because
he's old as shit, and I'm like...
It's so complicated.
It is, and it's horrible, because you're like, I mean, just all around for them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
People, too, but I'm like, you know, this guy that I grew up with, and...
I know.
You know.
And now all this, and you're like...
Like, oh, man.
I'm like, what?
That's so fucked up.
That's really fucked up.
I know, I'm like, geez, that's terrible. It's like all these people that you admired growing up. And you're like,
I know.
Oh, my God, you suck. Like,
come on.
Come on.
Come on. Anyway.
But Stan Lee, I don't know, man. And I have to hear something really bad to turn on Stan Lee.
Yeah.
Like he fucking punched a baby or or ate a baby. That might make me a little weird. Ate a baby. Stan Lee. Get in my bed. I mean, that would be terrible if he really did assault anybody or anything, but I can't.
Well,
it's not, Stan Lee. Not, I can't.
They're I can't not, like, there's been that. No actual assault accusations, but there's, like
yeah, was it, like, lewd comments or
something? Yeah, or, and, like, he exposed himself or something, or, like, I don't know. But, like, he was in a robe, so it's, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, when you get a certain age, I think, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure my grandparents have scarred me. As
well,
I don't think they were meaning to, but you're like, oh, what the fuck?
Put that away. Come on, Grandma. I don't want to see the wrinkles. I don't want to see the wrinkles. So, yeah, Avengers.
Avengers.
Yeah,
I mean, everybody's going to go see it anyway.
Oh, yeah. Nobody really gives a shit what we say, but yeah. We loved it. So, there you go.
It was good. I don't think you're going to be disappointed.
No.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. Because it's the first half of a story.
Yeah.
I don't. There's not really anything that I would have taken out or changed, really, that I can think of.
Yeah, no.
But this is off the scene at once, and, you know.
Yeah.
I was just sitting there, and I was just enjoying the ride.
Yep. And I did. I enjoyed it, and I'm very happy.
And 2.5 hours is a lot. If it ain't working, that's a fucking lifetime.
Sitting through 3 hours of Titanic, that was painful.
Oh, shit.
But, yeah.
I couldn't do it. I haven't done it, actually. I've never seen it.
Don't.
I did watch the propeller part just because he told me about that.
The one part in the movie I laughed at.
I watched that and then I
that
laughed.
That shit was funny, wasn't it?
It was funny.
I'm telling you, man.
Just because it was all quiet and shit.
Yeah. And also, don't you like, ah. And when you're sitting there and you're bored out of your fucking mind.
You gotta take what you can get, man.
And you get to the point where, like, oh, the ship's sinking. I don't even fucking care anymore. And then, thunk, you're like, hey, now we're talking.
That's so weird that like, became so big. I mean,
I know.
They, like, really? Like, how could you ever fucking guess that one?
I know.
A movie about the fucking Titanic is gonna be, like, the biggest grossing movie ever.
I know, right?
Like, well, Leonardo, but.
Speaking of which. There was a thing that came out. Actually, we talked about it on Weeby Geeks this week. James Cameron was starting to shoot his mouth off. He's like talking about, you know, with the Avengers coming out and stuff. He's like, oh, enough with the big superhero movies. He's like, oh, I like them, but I think we need to. I look forward to when people get Avengers fatigue so that there can be room for other stories.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm like, other stories like Avatar? Fuck you.
Fuck
you, James Cameron.
No, yeah, I mean, I get on his point because he's like, I probably can't fucking make a movie that anybody's going to go see because it doesn't have a fucking superhero in it. On a creative level,
but,
I get his frustration.
But that's not the case.
Yeah, but I mean, I see where he's coming from.
Sure.
Because most people are not going to be like, oh, I'm making kind of shitty movies right now. That's not going to probably go in their mind. They're going to say, oh, all these superhero movies are taking all the business from other movies. They're never going to admit it's their movie
that's
is subpar.
Like fucking Luc Besson.
Which people just... Yeah. Like, I did watch Valerian, actually.
Yeah.
And visually, it's fucking really cool. There's a lot of cool ideas in it. But it's, the leads are just, just... They don't sell it.
Yeah.
The girl isn't too bad, but the guy that played Harry Osborn in the Amazing Spider-Man movies.
Oh.
He was the Valerian guy.
Right.
And he was... I have never read that. I have nothing about it, but...
Yeah.
I could tell he was really miscast for that role.
Really?
And... At first, you're like, oh, okay, but as the movie went on, you're like, oh, that's so the wrong guy for this.
Yeah.
So it kind of brought the whole movie down.
Yeah.
A peg, you know? Same with Dracula. Beautiful movie. Francis Ford Coppola. Awesome. A lot of cool things going on. You put fucking Keanu Reeves doing an English accent. That fucked the whole movie up for me. Same kind of level. You're like, wow, it's really cool looking.
All right, good job, guys.
And I like it. But, Carfax, I'm there. It's so bad. It's hard for me to look past that.
I know, and it's like, you know, Keanu Reeves, loved him in The Matrix, loved him in Bill and Ted's. Dracula?
That's, it took a lot. The Matrix saved him for me because I was like,
yeah.
Keanu Reeves is in this movie. Fuck that guy.
I know.
Because but, I mean, I don't feel that way now, but after, because Speed was, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But he did a lot of those movies. I was like, eh, I don't really give a shit about that.
Yeah.
And then Dracula, I was like, okay, somebody stop him.
Yeah.
But he just fucked that whole movie up.
He was going down a bad path for a little while there.
Yeah, like when The Matrix, I was like, oh man, I want to see that, but fucking Keanu Reeves is the guy. But then he was fucking awesome, and the movie was awesome, and then That restored my faith in Keanu.
And then they came out with the sequels. Anyway. Yeah,
but that was not his fault.
Yeah.
He was still good.
Yeah, he was, yeah. So, jeez.
Avengers.
Avengers. Excellent movie. All right, so I guess we covered everything.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything else that I want to cover, or anything else you want to cover.
No, I'm good.
All right, so that's it. We're not gonna give it a fucking rating and any of that shit because.
Yeah, I don't really know. It would be on the high end, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's a high end movie. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously the Keeper's rating system doesn't apply. So, just go fucking see it. It's worth going to see it. If you've enjoyed all the Marvel movies or most of the Marvel movies, if you're a fan of the Marvel movies, you're gonna love this movie. Plain and simple.
Yep.
So there you go. So, with that, that'll do it for us for this episode. We want to thank you all for listening. We appreciate you all. You look like you got something to say.
No.
All right. Yeah, so thanks for listening. And, as always, we'd love to have you rate us and review us on iTunes or, you know, other podcast apps that you might be listening to us. We'd love to hear from you. We would really like some
feedback.
Feedback. we'd like to develop a community with you, our listeners, all three of you.
Not like a cult. But like a...
Well, maybe a little bit of
a... You have to sleep with the leaders, though. Are you okay with that?
Anyway.
That means you have to send headshots first. We gotta do a screening process. Who sleeps with the leaders and who's picking the fucking crops and shit. We gotta figure it out.
All right, hey.
So anyway, you can become a part of our community by getting in touch with us. And you can do that by emailing us at keepersofthefringe@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Twitter at KOTFR, or you can find us on Facebook at our Keepers of the Fringe Facebook page, and you could follow us on Instagram at Keeper of the Fringe, but haven't really been doing a great job with that. So
we got our finger on the fucking pulse, don't we?
Oh yeah,
we're all over the place.
Oh yeah,
nobody gives a fuck, but we're all over.
Yeah, you know it.
Instagram, I don't understand that whole thing. Really,
it's fucking pictures, man.
Yeah,
just pictures.
I'm not a picture guy. I don't think there's a picture of me past the year. Maybe 99.
You don't have to put up pictures of yourself.
But. Yeah, but I mean, I'm not a picture. I don't like pictures. I don't like doing that. I don't like taking pictures.
I like taking pictures. I just.
I bet you do. Right, you keep sending me those weird ones at two in the morning. Dark side of the moon.
Hey, man.
I look a little closer. Oh, shit.
Hey, man. I'm up and I'm up, so I'm going to send you a picture.
It's like, is that the monolith from 2001?
Oh!
It's your penis.
Oh, jeez.
Just the way the lighting was behind it. And your pubes kind of look like gorillas. So. Like Neanderthals.
I like to make them artsy.
Like one of them looked like it was holding the club, just like in the movie.
That might have been a crab. Anyway, this took a really wrong turn, didn't it?
Yeah, at the end too. That was weird.
So yeah. Anyway, like us, rate us, review us, contact us, subscribe to us. We'd really appreciate it and love it if you would do that, because we love you for loving us. Right. Never. Anyway, so that's going to do it for this episode of Keepers of the Fringe. As always, he's Chris. I'm Derek. We are the Keepers of the Fringe. And in the immortal words of Eric Cartman,
great, you guys. I'm going home.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Assemble!
No. Blood Avengers.
No. Keepers, assemble! fuck it. Good night.
That's a good start.